Hello everybody, I hope you're all doing well. This is the podcast Living Out Loud, LOL, and I'm your host, Cheche Oyando, also known as The Locked Doc, or Cheyenne, if you like. And in this podcast, we discuss all things lifestyle. So yeah, grab your coffee or whatever you drink, and let's get right into it. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode. I know it's been so long, it's been 2 weeks, but thank you guys so much for the love on the previous podcast with Audrey. I think that, like, I keep saying this with every podcast, but genuinely that was the podcast that got the most interactions and most comments, so thank you guys. Keep sharing, liking, subscribing. Yeah. So I hope you guys have been well. I hope you've had a good week, good day, good night, whatever time you're listening to this. Yeah, I've been well. I'm in my final year of medical school. I'm so happy about that and so grateful. Yeah, we officially started well on Monday with an online class, but today I just went to hospital for a bit. And yeah, hoping for the best this year. Looking to gain all the knowledge I can, and yeah, just be the best doctor I can be. Today I have a guest. What name should I give you? I just give you a normal name.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have Selifa. I'm here today. Selifa is my classmate. Backstory, we were in a podcast together a while back. She'll give you that.
I'm your classmate, full stop.
She's my classmate, my friend. When I need to cry, have I ever cried in front of you?
No, you don't cry in front of anyone.
That's true. But when I'm feeling emotional,
yeah, you have.
I would definitely come to you because you're my emotional support.
Oh,
and because I know when I need somebody emotional, like, I can't go to someone like Lilian for emotions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm emotional.
Yeah. Even Rana is more emotional than me, but I can't go to her for emotions. She'll just be like,
she looks gangster though.
Yeah, she looks gangster. She does. Yeah, so such things that come to you. So yeah, mm-hmm. Selifa, thank you for being on my podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me. Finally, guys, finally. I've been counting down the days, the weeks, the hours, waiting for this invite. I've been invited myself several times.
Come on.
Invite her to my house so that I could get an official invite to the podcast, feed her. Like, yeah, so I'm so glad to finally be here.
Aww, how are you doing?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. So can I say today's affirmation? I'm really excited about today's affirmation.
She's giving us our affirmation for today, so let her give us.
So today's affirmation is, even if I mess up today, I can try again tomorrow.
That's a good one.
It is, I love it.
That's nice. I'll write that down somewhere. Yeah, so do you want to tell us anything before we get into the meat? Anything random about you?
I enjoy content creation. I'm a content creator, med school content creator, and travel content creator. So kindly follow me on Instagram at Mumbi Kaira, TikTok Selfie Kaira. Thank you.
Yes, I'll write it in the description of this podcast. Yeah, so it's good to have you here. You actually do a lot of medical school content.
Yeah.
So that's befitting for what we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. You want to introduce today's topic?
Yeah, so today, being the finalists that we are.
Period.
Oh God, it's been a long journey. So we're just going to share the ups and downs we've encountered in medical school through this very, very long, it's even more than 6 years at this point because COVID, we were home.
Yeah.
But yeah, all that time.
Yeah.
Yes, and but this is the main reason I did content creation for med school is because I felt there weren't many Kenyan
medical content creators. That's true.
Yeah, so you can start us off, ma'am.
Okay, so, whoa, medical school, the character development you get.
That's true. Oh my gosh. And the heartbreak, it's like, it heartbreaks you.
Yeah, but the wins are good. Like, the wins are so fulfilling.
Oh my God, they are.
I saw a meme that said, if you're dating a medical student and they tell you, like, they're the happiest
they've ever been with you, yeah. they're lying to you because nothing compares to seeing your name
on the first list. That's true.
It's true.
Every year you hold your breath. Hey. Yeah. And then I feel like high school, you're so used to being among the top. For you to come, like most people in med school are like top in their school.
Mm.
So you're so used to being excellent, you're used to being on top. And then you just come and your exams.
You're just average.
Yeah, you're just average. Yeah. And you're like, how on earth am I average?
You can curse, it's okay.
Okay. How the fuck am I an average?
Yeah.
Which I was exceptional.
Yeah.
I think that chipped some of my self-esteem though.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. So when did you decide that you wanted to be a doctor?
Okay. Like,
has it been something? No, you told me, but you should also share in this podcast because I think we had shared in our previous podcast.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what you wanted to do, and then yeah, so
share
how
I ended up here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to do law,
mm-hmm.
But that did not work out because I failed English and passed Kiswahili, okay. And then they were like, we don't check Kiswahili anymore, and I had a straight A, man. In Kiswahili.
What do you have in
imagine,
English?
Imagine, I had less than a B. Okay. I had a B minus, I think.
Okay.
So I couldn't get into law and I didn't know like what else to do. So my dad, my uncles and all those were like, oh, they actually reminded me of how my sister Nemo, when Nemo was born, I was in Form 3. And then she was like really, really sick, which is one of the lowest points for our family.
Mm-hmm.
But then some pediatrician came and it almost looked like she saved Nemo's life. So they just reminded me of that moment and evoked my emotions, because
yeah.
I'm really an emotional person, so they just evoked emotions, told me how imagine you'll be saving lives,
yeah.
imagine you can employ yourself,
mm.
and the deal was just try medical school for one semester. If I hate it, I'll drop. If I don't hate it, yeah. And here we are, seven years later, and I do not hate it at all.
Yeah. Okay.
So how did you end up here?
I've actually always wanted to be, okay, not always, but from when I was in year five is class five.
Mm-hmm.
So I always wanted to be a doctor from then. Before then, I think it was just like whatever I'd see trending at that, like whatever looked cool at, is what I wanted to pursue. So there's a time I wanted to be a musician.
Oh, I think you'd make a great musician.
Really? Though. Thank you.
I love your voice. I love it when you sing at our school events.
Thank you. That's sweet. Does that time I wanted to be a head teacher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so there's a time I wanted to be, like, my goal was to be a pastor's wife. Specifically a Nigerian pastor's wife.
Why Nigerian?
I don't know. I don't even know. Yeah.
There's a time I wanted to be a house help.
Wow.
I thought being a house help is, like, the top.
Yeah.
Like, you stay home all day and watch TV.
Maybe because you are with your house help a lot, yeah, and she was nice to you.
That's actually
like that.
And I met her this year, actually.
Oh, that's it. That's
it was so nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so since year five, I wanted to be a doctor. And then, yeah, I just worked towards it. Even, like, when I was choosing my subjects in IGCSE, like Form 4 subject, I chose stuff related to medicine. And then now in A-levels, I then specialized again to choose subjects again related to medicine. So I was really, I really wanted to do that. And then I actually applied to go to medical school abroad. I got a 40% scholarship to University of Tampa, but for pre-medicine. But their fees is so high,
because
I think it was $56,000.
Oh, that's like 5.6 million.
Yeah.
Per year. Oh, but that's still a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a
even
lot.
More than our whole school.
So you see, 40% would still mean my mom would be paying like more than 3 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she's a single mom. We have my small sister, Rihanna, as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, it wasn't going to work out.
Mm.
So, yeah, I decided to do medical school in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it was going to be shorter because then I'd have to do pre-med and then now med after that.
Mm.
Yeah, so so I went to another school first.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work out too well for me.
Mm-hmm.
So now I came now to the school we're currently in.
Yeah.
I really like it here, actually.
More than your previous school?
Yeah. I feel like our lecturers are more intentional.
Mm-hmm.
We have really good lecturers.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, it's also closer to the city.
Is that a positive?
It's a positive because, like, there, I mean, it's okay, it's a positive for me, mm-hmm. because there, you know, I've never been in a boarding school,
yeah.
so I've never been far from home,
oh.
so it was weird for me, like, at first, like, I didn't feel,
mm-hmm.
like, I didn't settle easily,
mm.
but eventually I did, but here it's better for me because my small sister is everything to me.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, weirdly, mm. I wanted to go very far.
Very far, yeah.
I don't think if I told you, I wanted to go to Moi.
You did?
Yeah, I did. Me, I'm an adventurous okay. soul, so I was like, the farther, the better. At an internship, the farther, the better.
Yeah.
But then my parents were like, oh no, you're a baby. You can't go that far at 18.
So yeah.
I didn't even apply there. So wow. I ended up here.
I mean, my mom didn't mind me going far. In fact, she didn't even take me the first time.
My mom took me and it's me,
my
here.
Shosho. My shosho is Anne who took me.
Oh, I thought you went alone.
No.
My mom brought me, imagine.
But here, like, I came alone.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
She brought me the whole day. We queued together. Wow. Like the baby I am.
My shosho is Anne who took me around. She took me for all those things that I mentioned. But when I came to this school, of course, now, see, I was already used to university.
Mm.
So, yeah, I did it alone.
Mm.
Yeah, and I love it here. I love the people. I mean, I loved the people in my previous school as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that school had really, really cool people, really dope. But I love, like, the learning facilities and the lecturers in this school more.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Knowing all that you know now,
yeah,
would you still do medicine if you could go back in time?
Yes, I would.
100% yes?
Yes. I would, but what I wouldn't do is, if my child tells me they want to do medicine, I'd probably be like, maybe like consider other things first, especially if you want to do it in Kenya, consider other things first because it messes with your mental health.
It does. And then the whole unemployment thing going on.
Yeah.
So mine is 70% yes, 30% no.
Okay.
If my sister, I can't think child because child to me feels too far-fetched.
Yeah.
If my sister said she wanted to do medicine, I would tell her, do not even dare.
Yeah.
Like, do clinical medicine instead of something. Yeah. 3 years, I feel like employment for them is easier.
It is easier.
And you can do other things. You have even less working hours. Because I was shocked, like, where I did my electives, they don't even do night calls.
Clinical officers?
Yeah.
Wow.
Even the interns, they don't do night calls.
What?
Yeah. They just come from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's it. They don't come on weekends.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like they have it better.
Yeah. They
less
they
stress.
Do, they do have it easier. It's a shorter course.
It is.
They're, like you said, they are preferred to, like, they prefer employing clinical officers.
Than medical more than officers.
Yeah, because
they're more affordable, so you can get as many as you want.
Yeah.
And nowadays they do almost everything. I was even shocked at you. They learn CS.
Yeah.
So they'll just be phasing us out soon.
Yeah. And you know, this clinical officer course, it's specific to East Africa, I think.
Oh, Amma? I don't know.
I don't think. Okay, what somebody told me, but somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, is when you're in, since it's the first medical school in Kenya, when they started medicine, the program was going to take so long. So they needed people to fill in that gap sooner than
the medical officers could be churned out.
Exactly. So they started this course. But somebody can correct me if I'm wrong.
I also heard something like that, but now I heard it's the government that realized they have a gap in healthcare.
Yeah.
They needed more people.
Yeah.
So, and the worst part is, like, the reason we have unemployment, I don't even understand it because we've not even met the WHO ratio yet.
We are so far from it.
So I don't even understand. But anyway, yeah, so I would 70% do medicine.
Yeah.
30% would not recommend.
Yeah. In Kenya.
Yeah. So do you want to start with the downs or the ups or one down, one up?
We can do one up, one down.
Okay, let's start with something positive.
Okay.
So one up.
At the end of this, for me,
since
I've wanted to do it for so long, like since I was a child, 9 years old or something like that, it will be so fulfilling for me to have that doctor title before my name or MD after my name.
Yeah, I love to talk with a sister called. That is so common. Like, women are always assumed to be nurses.
Yeah. So that's an upside for me.
Okay. I think the biggest up for me is just seeing how sort of lives change.
True.
Kwanza doing electives, because I feel like electives give us more of an exposure of being in the hospital environment all day compared to a normal ward round.
Yeah.
It was easy to see someone who came in sick. I did mine in PIDS, so like seeing a child who came in sick, the mother was crying, like all that. And then at the end of the day, seeing them well, like there's a part of me it touches that I don't even know how to explain.
Yeah.
That makes me so happy. Like, it's like I never want to see you again in hospital at the same time.
Yeah.
I hope I see you somewhere else.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm so glad you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved it.
Those, especially in PIDS, the mothers are always so grateful.
They are.
Yeah.
And then they remember you because they'd come to clinic. They're like, Mombi. Yeah, that made me feel so good. So that was a big up for me. Just seeing that you've changed a life no matter how little of a role you played as a medical student. Yeah. But now seeing like how the doctors played a role.
Yeah.
That made me feel good. So that's a really good up for
me. That's a good up. One down would be the workload.
Yes.
The other day my sister was asking me how many units do you do per semester, and we do what, like 14 to 16 units.
Yeah
And she was like, yeah mate, just do 4 units and it's stressing me out. And I'm like, wow. So I think that's a downside for me. Like the workload, it's like you always have to be on top of things. And then especially now we're in our final year, you wouldn't want to go to a ward round and look like you don't know anything.
Exactly.
So you always have to be prepared for anything. So you have to know everything, basically.
And that's stressful.
Yeah.
I remember like when we were in fourth year feeling burnt out, because fifth year at least was a break.
Yeah.
Fourth year it reached a point where I was even wondering, why on earth am I doing this? Like someone just sit me down. And tell me why I'm choosing suffering every day. Like, how do I have, like, our timetable this year? We have classes 7 to 7. Every why would day. Someone decide that they need to see me 7 to 7 and you still have to clock for tomorrow's patient?
Yeah.
So I'm not leaving
you still
to
have
go
to do
home.
Your own reading because when will you read?
Yeah. Assignments.
And, yeah.
So that's a lot. That's really a lot.
Do you remember when we were in fourth year, our first surgery lecture, the lecturer drew a triangle on the board, and it was about school on one side, social life, and what was the other part? I can't remember the other part, but you can't have all three balanced.
I remember when you was telling us that.
What was
like
that?
One
what
will always suffer thing? I don't know, must be your love life.
That's social.
Okay.
What was it?
My rest.
Yeah, I think it was rest. Actually, it could have been rest. So he said, you have to choose the two that you want to. If you choose that you're going to have a social life and a school life, just know
there's no rest.
If you choose rest and school life, you won't have a social life.
I feel like fourth year, I chose social life and school life with minimum rest.
Yeah.
I used to try travel, Bado.
Yeah. Whether you traveled a lot in fourth year.
And fifth year.
Yeah.
I even remember there's a time I traveled, like today, evening, and tomorrow morning we had a cut.
What?
Do you know, I was reading in the car. I was like, you know what, you guys are not leaving me. Or that other, you guy, you're not leaving me.
Yeah.
I'm going to read in the car.
Yeah.
When we reach where we're reaching, I'll enjoy.
Yeah.
But to fro, reading. And I did it.
And we're here.
Yeah, but this year I think I'm choosing rest.
This year we have to
rest
choose
in
rest.
School.
Hey, this year we
socialness.
Have to choose rest. Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah.
We'll socialize next year.
Yeah. You,
my down.
I
feel like medical school has taken away some confidence I had.
Okay.
Before I came to med school, or rather the first days of med school, I used to really believe, yes, I am bright. I can understand all this material. But those 6 years, oh my God, I had a particularly bad experience when I was in psychiatry with someone, a psychiatrist, but he's not our lecturer. You know how you find consultants in the hospital? And he spoke to me so badly, and that made me always question my answers, always question myself. Like, I have a hard time believing in myself. And there's part of me just like, okay, you've made it up to here. You've passed all those end of years.
Yeah.
You are here now. Why can't you still believe in yourself? You must have been good at something.
Yeah.
But then there's that part of me that never wants to answer, because I'm always like, what if I'm wrong? Because I remember that day I answered and I was wrong. And he was telling me how, oh, this must mean you're the kind of person who parties all the time.
What?
Yeah, he told me I don't deserve to be in med school. He actually told me that in front of our other classmate. I'll tell you who after the pod.
Mm.
And I remember leaving that day feeling so broken. I didn't even want to, like, go back to school. So that plus all these other small comments, like, you know, those ones which are made even if it's in a joking manner, like, hey, you guys are not thinking.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah.
They've made me have less confidence in myself, in my knowledge.
Yeah.
I could have read something, but I'll still doubt, what if I'm wrong?
Mm.
What if the lecturer speaks to me rudely? What if all those? And I feel like before I was pretty confident.
Yeah. I get where you're coming from. Especially the way consultants speak to you in the word round.
Yeah. I feel like you don't know.
Like, oh gosh. Like, and the thing is, like they were also once here.
So they also once didn't know as much.
Exactly. So you should understand, like, we are here to learn. If we knew, imagine we wouldn't be in school.
Yeah, we wouldn't.
Yeah. Okay, what's an app for you?
Another app is friends I've formed along this journey.
Aww.
Yeah, I feel like med school has, like, it's so long that I've had time to have true friends, tried and tested friends. Because it's literally been so long, even though they're few. And I think I told you this at some point, like, initially, I used to envy people who have, like, a whole circle of friends, like, you have 6 friends or 4 friends. Who are, like, all the state circle and you all hang out the same day.
Yeah.
So I don't have that, but I appreciate the ones I do. Like, I have one-on-one with you when I'm looking for a particular vibe, and even when I'm going through particular lows, I have Cassidy for others. Like, I have few friends, but I feel like they're genuine
quality.
Friends and they're quality friends.
Mm.
And the rest kind of shed off because these years have been long, like,
okay, we know each other so well.
I know, I think I know everyone now. I can tell you everyone's behavior
by now. Yeah.
And we're so few, because we're literally 24.
Yeah.
So I feel like I know everyone, and now I even know my friends more. Like, 6 years has made me know them. Danny Nainje, like, now I can't even judge. You can tell me anything, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I think on that point, okay, I feel the same way, first of all. But now that you brought it up, I remember that there's a time we were at a community health trip at that place we went when we used to go and come back the same day.
Oh,
yeah.
Mangu.
Yeah, it was Mangu?
Mm.
Okay. So I remember there's this day somebody had pissed you off.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell that person was going to piss you off even before,
really,
like it reached that point.
I
was like,
this.
What, like, do we know each other that well? And I feel like I can tell that with so many people in our class.
Yeah.
Like, people even who I'm not at close with or something, I'd be like this person, you can reach here with them, like, they're sensitive or they're not sensitive, like, you can go extend the joke, or maybe this person is laughing but they're actually hurt and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You need to tell me this off the podcast what happened, because I do not remember this.
I remember. I was like, this is going to piss her off.
But then, somehow it's related.
Yeah.
But then okay. So, on the same note, I feel like over the years, I can tell who is going to be a really good doctor. Like, who I would want to see my grandmother, even if I didn't know.
Yes.
And not just based on performance. Like, school, it's not even based on school performance.
Yeah.
That's a crazy part. It's based
on
behavior and who they are as a person.
Yeah.
So it's
and if you're nice,
I can tell.
Yeah. Like, I remember you told me during your electives, there was this doctor that we both know.
Mm-hmm.
You found out that I also know them.
Yeah.
Was being mean to patients.
Yeah. She or he was.
Yeah. She or he was, yeah. So, and I remember telling you, like, I didn't think this person would be like this.
Oh, yeah.
Because in school, they were a certain way. But then, yeah, these things come with, like, being with somebody a lot, I guess. And then also, like, being a doctor is not even, like, yeah, you can have the knowledge, but you can be such a shit person. Like, you can be treating patients so badly.
Yeah. I remember the consultant say that, like, being a doctor is not just what you know.
Yeah.
They don't just look at knowledge. They look at how you interact with your patients, how you are as a person. Are you even reliable?
Exactly.
Because that's the other thing I saw in med school. Like, some people are very reliable. You can count on them that you know for sure this person is going to show up.
Show up, true.
Some, it's like the weather. You know, you just have to wait. Is it going to rain or not?
True, true. I get what you mean. And I agree with you as well.
Yeah, but I've lost friends also because of med school.
Yeah.
People who didn't understand that sometimes life gets really busy for me. Or rather for us.
Mm.
Like, the times, yes, I'm free, but the times where I literally have no energy to socialize, I have no time to socialize, I don't even have the emotional capacity to handle whatever is going on in your life because I'm handling other things.
Yeah.
So I've lost friends because of all that.
Yeah.
But I've also gained friends who understand. And weirdly, I feel like I have more friends in the profession.
Yeah.
Like, just the whole healthcare profession than I do. Outside of it.
Yeah.
Mm. So that's my app. I've made really great friends.
True. I've also made really good friends. Very quality friends as well. From, like, not even just, like, at in our class or something. Like, other classes above us, below us.
Mm.
Doctors, like, themselves and stuff like that. Something, an app that I like, especially, I don't know if all schools have this, but our school does. The mentorship program.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. I love my mentees so much.
Me too, girl. I know sometimes I even feel like I'm more
close.
Yeah, close to them than I should be, like my friends.
I mean, I can't say her name because, like, she's more of my small sister now. Me and Anita.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even tell that we met.
Because of,
like,
mentorship
program. Yeah, like at a year or something ago.
Yeah. That's the same way I feel like Lydia, who is my mentee.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget this girl is not my age mate. She's a baby.
Me too.
I'm I'm the grown up here. Because she's almost, I think, 3 to 4 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Almost 5 years. Actually, she's my sister's age, so she's 5 years younger than me.
Anita is 7 years younger than
me. You don't even look like you're 7 years age gap.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that about her.
Actually, I took a picture with Anita and my other mentee, Pam.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my small sisters. And people were like, they look like they are your age or older than you.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Did you have a mentor when you came to med school?
No, I didn't.
I also didn't, but I had someone show me, like, just for a week, and then they dumped me.
Oh, from our school?
Yeah, but it wasn't even mentorship. We ended up at the same event. I'm very social, so immediately I came to med school, I looked for events.
Yeah.
It was a Christian, it was a CMF event.
Yeah.
So I met her there, and I was a first year, and she was old. I think she was in fourth year by then. Who is your friend, actually?
She's your friend.
I'm not sure if she's good, but she's your friend. She's a good human.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she just, like, talked to me for the first week.
All
it's not that we stopped talking, but it wasn't as...
You didn't interact
as much. Didn't interact as much as now the program, since the official program began for mentorship.
Yeah.
So I also love that a lot.
Yeah, I like it so much. And I feel like it also, like, as much as, like, it's not at your forces, but it makes me want to do better because I feel like I have people who are looking up to me. And I have people, like, it also encourages me because I'm trying to guide somebody else to reach a path. To go on a path that they have chosen and like to not make the same mistakes I made.
Yeah,
I really like it. I like it so much.
I like it too.
Shout out to my mentees. I really love them. Oh, I have the best mentees.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. I like your mentees, both of them, because I know them.
I have three.
I don't know your third mentee.
Yeah.
I also have another mentee.
Oh, you do?
Don't know.
Okay.
And I've never seen her.
For real?
Oh, wait, I have two. There's one you know.
Yeah, I know the other one.
No, there's a third one who she never showed up to any, like, of our meetings, so it never worked out, I guess.
Okay.
So, that one I have.
Yeah.
I think I should say trigger warning.
Yes.
Death.
Okay, yeah. I get what you mean,
So, this elective period, again, because I was in hospital a lot, it was the first time I saw someone pass away. And that was... It was a mixture of, should I take a shot or should I pray?
Yeah.
Now I finally understand why they say in med school you're either an alcoholic or in the profession or you're
in church.
Too much.
Yeah.
Because in that moment, I genuinely felt confused. I felt so confused. I didn't know, like, should I just drink this away or should I pray for this person? So I did both for context.
Yeah.
But it was so difficult. I didn't think... I don't know. It's not that I didn't think death was difficult, but I had never encountered it so up close.
Yeah.
Because this person literally died when you were looking for IV lines.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, to make matters worse, they ended up being from the village I was staying at my grandma's. And she was my grandmother's friend.
Oh,
like, I learned.
No.
So now it made me feel even worse.
Yeah.
So these electives, I saw, like, that was the most up close relation I had with death, but also... had several pediatric patients die who I knew.
Yeah.
Like, I talked to their mothers and all that. Because I was there every day, so I knew everyone in the whole ward.
Yeah.
So that's a downside to medicine.
Yeah.
Like, no one, I think no one prepared me
yeah.
for how I would feel,
true.
How I would deal with that. Like, how, they only tell you, like, this is how you break the news to the family. They don't tell you,
how
you
as a medic,
how do you deal yeah, with it? Because now you ask yourself, did we really all do our best?
Yeah.
Did that intern do their best? Did the CEO do their best? That's things I found myself asking. Did true. We all do our best in that
true,
team?
True.
And then I was like, now, sasa, okay, sambona amekufa leo. Like, alikuwa nangoja tu kufika usia kufe.
Yeah.
And then I also found myself questioning if God exists through this.
Okay.
Like, when it came to peds and, like, small children.
Yeah.
Why would a child pediatrics be born just so to die?
It tests you. It tests.
It did. So it made me question a lot about God and religion. So yeah. that's a downside to medicine. Like,
yeah.
seeing death and suffering.
Mm.
A very huge downside.
Yeah.
I wish someone prepared me for the emotional toll
yeah.
that would take. Because I thought about this for so long after it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, a downside is, it's also related to you,
mm-hmm.
mental health.
Mm-hmm.
As a doctor, as you said, they don't prepare you on how to deal with yourself. They mm-hmm. prepare you on how to deal with other people's problems.
Yeah.
So, first of all, this course, your mental health is just all over the place. Like, and there's no time for you to, like, recollect it.
Yeah.
Like, things are moving so fast that, like, you're just forced to wake up every day. Like, at some point, I think in fourth year, I felt like I was a robot.
Me too. You're doing the same thing every single day, every
and
same
it's
hour.
It's a highly stressful
and
situation.
You can't quit. It's like you can't quit.
Okay, yeah.
You can't, but you can't.
Yeah. So, yeah, your mental health is tested the whole time. And then there are no... there's no facility to help you deal with it. Like, there's no free counseling.
Mm.
Okay, there's free counseling in school.
But that's the main school. I wish they had a med school one.
Yeah.
Where
they actually deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we can talk to our new psychiatry lecturer.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But that was a lot.
Yeah.
I remember feeling tired so many times, feeling I can't do this.
Yeah.
So many times. And then the worst part is, I feel like even if you try to talk to your family.
Yeah.
It's like they don't understand to a point.
They
but
don't.
My family are not medics.
They
so
don't.
They're just like, I so rest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm
when?
Resting, but
when?
Those sleeping, like, because you're just sleeping for a few hours or the weekend, but you still have so much to do. You don't fall behind.
Exactly.
It's like this vicious cycle.
Exactly.
But I'm just praying this is better, because I feel like last year we rested a lot, and at least we had a bit of improvement.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say that as an upside.
Ah, okay. Mm. You can say it now.
Yeah, 50 hours an upside for me. It was such a good year. Like, I got to do so many things. I got to rest, like, outside of medical school, planning medical school events.
Yeah, which you're really good at.
Thank you. I got to attend events. I got to be in a very... It was when my relationship was... when I was in that relationship, it was the happiest relationship I've ever been in.
Okay.
Yeah, at that point. So it was a good time. 50 hours was a really good time for me.
I also feel like it was my favorite year. Wouldn't you? Like, it's the same, we had 3 units. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That was joy. I don't even know what I was doing half the time.
Yeah.
Like, but this is a downside. Another thing that, we're so used to being busy in med school.
Yeah.
At some point, I felt I had no purpose when I wasn't busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I know I'm supposed to be resting. Rest is good. But my brain is like, okay.
How are you resting?
Why are you resting?
Why? Wake up and do something.
Don't you know you're going to be a doctor in a year or two?
Yeah.
How dare you sleep?
Yeah. But it's good we enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did. I
went to Diani.
I went to Diani too.
Oh, yeah, you went to Diani randomly in 50 years.
Yeah, randomly.
Ah, that was so nice.
I think 50 years. We
traveled
every month.
Naivasha as a class. That was so much fun.
Was the best trip ever. It was educational.
Yeah.
But it didn't even feel educational half the time.
Because I feel like it was balanced. It was well balanced.
Yeah.
It was a good break. And then our class, like, I really like our class. Like, everyone, we're also different, but we all understand each other, and we were bonding so much, and it was just a good time.
It was for me, too.
It was nice.
I think I'm out of ups and downs.
You're already out of them.
I can't remember any.
Any
Do you have any you want to tell us?
downsides, failure. It's so normal in medical school. It's so normal. Whether it's cuts, whether it's exams, it's not normal.
Oh my god, I remember my first anatomy cut.
Yeah. Was it the one we all failed?
No, I don't know. Oh. I don't even remember. I just remember I had 9%.
Okay.
And we were in first year.
Yeah, that can be discouraging.
I even went like downstairs, you know, where the morgue is. May I just sat on those benches and started crying. Because I told myself, at least someone will think I'm mourning someone. So no one will disturb me.
Yeah.
But I felt like, how on earth can I get 9%? In which world?
Yeah.
Does this happen?
I remember feeling like that during the marathon we did.
In anatomy?
Yeah. It was out of like 200 or something.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
I think I had like 57 or something out of 200.
I think I had something like that too. Because I remember I didn't pass.
It was a hard... And I remember we all even begged that guy,
yeah,
the lecturer. Let me say lecturer. We all begged him. We were like, please don't add this. Like, just give us another chance. No one actually got above 50% in that paper. And that was first year.
Another, like, on failure, I remember when I got my psychiatry supplementary. Like, not seeing your name on that pass list.
Yeah. And fourth year was stressful.
It was stressful. Mm. Oh my god, that was like, I felt like a failure. Despite it being like, I didn't care it was one unit, I didn't care that I had passed all these times.
Yeah,
like that one moment I felt like I didn't want to talk to anyone.
Yeah,
I didn't like, you know, point out, I'm trying to do a shangani mbana, you like, why are you calling me? Don't call me.
Yeah,
so may I do to others what I want to be done for, so I also don't call.
Yeah,
to tell you. Oh, I've seen you're not on the pass list. You know, someone called me to tell me that.
I've seen you're not on the pass list.
Are you okay? I'm like, seriously, would I be okay?
Yeah.
In what world would I be okay?
Yeah.
Like, I would rather, don't tell me anything. Or if you can just send me a message, I love you, you are strong.
You're doing well. Like
that's continue. It. Like, yeah. Don't even talk to me. I don't want to talk about it, so don't talk to me about it.
I remember during my second year, I had a supplementary in parasitology.
Mm-hmm.
And we had already planned our family vacation.
Oh, no.
So I went for my family vacation.
Oh, I thought you canceled.
No, I can't cancel.
Uh-huh.
I went for my family vacation. And one of our classmates texted me. She's like, you're on vacation now, ukona, usisahau ukona soup ya parasit.
Are you serious? Like, man, you're on
this leave place. Me alone. I know how I'm dealing with this. Just let me leave. Hey, let me tell you that, but that parasit soup, I think everyone who did that parasit soup can tell you it was such a stressful time. You know, we did two soups.
Yeah, I remember.
We
I
were called back. I had already gone home after we've done our supplementary. I told, no, guys, you have to come back and do it again. That was stressful for me.
Failing med school is... Failing in any capacity.
Yeah, because I even remember at 50, I had a supplementary in radiology. I remember, I knew I was going to pass the supplementary because I felt, during the main exam, I felt like... I hadn't read ultrasounds, and that's what I got
remember we talked about this.
Yeah, it was so painful for me.
Yeah.
Like, I had prepared properly for that paper, but I didn't prepare well enough, I guess.
And all ultrasounds look the same according to me.
Exactly. And I got ultrasounds. Yeah. I got 3 ultrasounds out of the 5 questions I was given.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even get one.
Yeah, exactly. You see, it was so unfair. So I knew I was going to pass because even during my electives, I would take time and ask the resident to explain to me ultrasounds and any radiograph or any radiology related things.
Mm.
So I knew I was going to pass. But I remember, like, first of all, you know, our paper was postponed. So
yeah,
I was like,
already
I'm ready to do this paper.
Yeah.
And then now you've postponed it. So I remember even feeling like, you know, supplementary is like do or die.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You're like, if I fail this...
It's the whole year of my life.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. Exactly. So, yeah, it was stressful. But, yeah, we made it.
Yeah. I'm happy. Congrats. Here.
Thank you. Congrats to you too.
Thanks, ma'am. We're almost done.
Guy, next year, imagine there'll be... Dr. Mombi. Imagine. What name do you want to use, by the way?
Dr. Mo, because I feel like Selifa is so hard. Kyra is so hard.
Even Shayan is so hard.
Half the time, no one remembers that. So I just say my name is Mumbi.
Yeah. I need to decide. I obviously can't use Cheyenne. I don't know if I want to use Oyando though.
Feel like it's still hard.
Oyando.
Okay, but not as hard. Not maybe. As hard. Maybe.
Yeah.
But maybe I still love my name, Selifa.
Yeah. You could use Dr. it.
Selifa. It's just that I feel everyone will forget it.
Yeah.
Because my experience is no one ever remembers it. So elective, I used to use Mombi.
Yeah.
I used to use Mombi.
I'll see.
Another app I had, this is specifically for electives.
Yeah.
And also, I guess, some part of med school, like interacting with different doctors, with different personalities.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And just learning, like, why they do what they do.
Yeah.
Like, why are you a radiologist?
Yeah.
Why are you an anesthetist? Why are you a pediatrician?
Yeah.
What, like, just hearing people's success story. Because most of the time, when you ask the why, it comes with a success story.
Mm.
It makes me happy.
and these success stories, I really like our consultants for this. They don't hide that until they were perfect in school and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They tell them, me, I repeated second year. Me, I had a soup. So it makes you feel like
they're human.
Yeah,
also.
Like if they did it, I can also do it.
Is that doctor was telling me as a consultant, like, don't aim to get 90s.
Yeah.
But very people will. May I used to get 50s, 51, 52, 53.
Yeah.
And no one can tell.
Yeah.
Now I'm a consultant as long as I know what I'm doing.
Mm.
So that really encouraged me. Like,
it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
But so far, so good. I love med school. Some days I hate it.
Yeah.
But most days I love it.
Yeah. I loved it, let me say, today. Something I loved is we have 4 years now. Now we are the senior class.
Oh,
so
my
we
God,
have
that's
to,
crazy to
yeah,
me. Someone's looking up to me.
So you have to mentor the 4th year.
Yeah.
So I got a call from a 4th year in our rotation group.
Mm.
She called me and she's like, "Hi, could you come and help us? Because we don't know what we're doing.
Mm.
They haven't had any lecture.
Yeah, they told me.
Yeah, it's their first. Yeah, it's
yeah.
their first. It's their first week.
Mm.
So I went there and it was so fulfilling to see them like now gain knowledge, like from whatever I have to give, like gain knowledge and then actually actualize it. Because we went to the hospital to Clark, then we came back and they read their histories to me and like you could see like there's no progress and they're gaining confidence and that's an upside for
it
me.
It is.
Yeah, I
love
it.
Consider being a lecturer.
I don't think so.
But I have considered it, but sometimes I wonder, do I really have the patience?
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Like,
may not have the patience, but I don't think like I would want to.
I think I would want to, but I'm not sure if I have the patience.
Yeah.
It's 50-50.
Yeah. All right. Do you have anything else to say to...
Support your med school friends. They need your help.
Yeah,
emotionally.
Guys. Send monies. Send money.
Yeah, financially we're broke.
In fact, if you have if a friend in medical school, please just send the money. We are struggling out here.
Even if it's just for friends.
Yeah, imagine we'll appreciate. Or smocha. I mean, I don't even take smocha. But
weirdly, I don't like smocha either.
Yeah.
I don't even like smoky pasua.
Really?
I just want to eat my smoky. I don't want the kachumbari in the middle.
Yeah.
Sweet tomato sauce.
But the other day, I was so hungry. We were going for a concert in church. But then literally, I went to church like...
No, you didn't?
For the first time in 4 years. My mom was singing at a concert.
Oh.
We went to support her. I was so hungry during the concert.
Mm-hmm.
I left during the preaching.
Because... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I left during I left during the preaching with my cousin Wajimo and my sister Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
And Rihanna was like, "Let's go, I buy you guys smocha." And I liked it so much. But I don't know if it's because I was hungry, because I've never really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, guys, thank you guys for listening. Selifa is going to buy me mutura.
Yeah, some people have never eaten mutura, apparently.
I've eaten in shags.
Imagine,
I just don't
like once in 5 years. So I'm taking her to the best
once
mutura
base
in Tika, because I'm craving some mutura, and their mutura is so good.
Yeah. So guys, thank you for listening. If you have any medical related questions, please, I will forward them to Selifa.
Oh, please.
Because she's the
you
content
can forward
creator.
Them to you. You're in med school.
You're the content creator. You can create content on those things.
If you should tell them, if they're interested in med school content, follow me.
Yes, yes, by the way, if you're interested in medical content, medical school content, follow Selifa.
Yeah.
And keep listening to my podcast. I appreciate you guys.
Yes. Keep subscribing if you haven't.
Yes, please. Thank you. And thank you for being on.
Thank you so much for having me after 1 million years. Even though she dumped me in the podcast we used to own.
This is going to turn
it's okay,
into
guys.
A fight.
If
guys.
I eventually
Bye.
Open a podcast, I'll invite you all. So thank you.
All right. Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, so guys, don't forget to live out loud, laugh out loud, and love out loud. Have a good time. Yeah, whenever you're listening to this. Bye. You want to say bye?
Bye.